For the past several months, high school students have been trying to figure out the most complicated way to erase a chalkboard. This weekend, they'll show their work at the first Philadelphia Rube Goldberg Machine Contest. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on doing things the hard way.
An engineering team at Northeast High School in Philadelphia drops a green golf ball into a length of duct tubing so that it will land in a styrofoam cup below. But it didn't work.
I think the ball just disappears.
So they tried again.
So close.
Try, fail, try again. This is the first lesson of engineering these students are learning as they make a Rube Goldberg machine, named after the fanciful cartoonist who drew wildly complicated machines that perform very simple tasks.
When that ball falls through, it's going to go through this. It's going to trigger that cup. When a cup falls,
Cameron Rovar, a junior, is designing a device that will erase a chalkboard in as many steps as possible.
If the ball falls in there, this is going to fall over. When that falls over, the string is going to pull this piece of wood over.
This machine is not yet ready for prime time. Rovar's teacher, Joseph Connolly, says a Rube Goldberg machine, by its nature, is frustrating.
That is yes, a straight yes. Completely frustrating. Every simple thing that you want to do becomes more complicated, and it is completely frustrating.
Northeast High will compete this weekend against other area high schools at the city's first Rube Goldberg machine contest at Friends Central School in Wynwood. The machines will be judged on a point system based on the number of steps, the size of the machine, the rate of success, and most importantly, the degree to which it is clever. The competition was created by Victor Fiorillo, a writer at Philadelphia Magazine, who says the machine does not have to work to win.
Let's put it this way. If your machine is very whimsical and funny, and it tells a story, a good story, you would get more points for those two categories than you would for the task completing on both runs.
One of the other competitors is Father Judge High School, where junior Bill Ryle says the contraption anticipates summer vacation.
This is the mind of a student on the last day of school. The clock goes back and forth, and all he's thinking of is the end of the day. And he's going back from work and playing in his head.
Ryle's teacher is Mike Fiocco, who studied engineering a long time ago at Drexel University, and he says a project like this prepares his students for engineering far more than anything he did as a kid.
I had absolutely no idea what an engineer did. I mean, absolutely none. And even when you get to college, you could be in school for 2 years and still not know. So this gives students the opportunity to see what it's like to work as an engineer.
It's also kind of fun.
It's supposed to do something simple in a way that, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm Peter Crimmins.